This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour, gracefully yours, on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, enlightenment. Kind of like flying for the first time, if you have ever taken flying lessons, and what it feels like to take that stick for the first time. Woo! And that's what a lot of there's exhilaration you can hear in my voice. I don't know that it's not happy exhilaration. It's kind of intoxicating to do what we do for a living and have the freedom to express ourselves when there is so much around to talk about. I was trying to explain, and I don't know if I did a good job of it, ladies, earlier on, the feeling after all these years that there is something we can do, that we have impact, that people listen, because everybody's looking for some kind of direction. And so we accomplish a lot, I think, every day when we mingle our thoughts. Some of them are accepted to certain folks, others are not. But there's nothing dim about our conversation. There's a lot of brightness in it. So, Jennifer, you want to kick the ball? No, don't kick the can down the road, but take a shot at the ball.
Yes.
Please.
I will take a shot at the ball, and I will take a shot with some news about COVID-19, because we haven't talked about it as much lately. And that was a story that came out this weekend, that airline passengers were actually bringing COVID back and forth between JFK Airport into LAX. There was a story locally, I live in Los Angeles, in the LA Times over this past weekend about an American Airlines flight, 341, to Los Angeles that left Kennedy Airport on a morning in mid-March. The country was already on coronavirus lockdown. The flight wasn't full, but the 49 passengers and 8 crew shared restrooms, cabin air, narrow aisles. They probably hadn't implemented all the changes that airlines have now implemented at this moment. And a man in first class who was a retired Manhattan surgeon was infected with the virus. The day after the flight, he was rushed by ambulance to Cedars-Sinai here in L.A. He had a high fever, a phlegmy cough, and apparently the virus spread quickly among those he had contact with. In the hours after leaving the airport, including at a Westside Los Angeles assisted living facility, where a 32-year-old nurse and a dozen others later died from COVID-19. Mm-hmm. I think this matters because when we talk about the spread and about how to keep ourselves safe, it's amazing to me that they can track this man down that spread it not only to the passengers on the aircraft that he was with, also into the nursing home that he visited before he went into the hospital himself. But certainly, it's amazing how that contact tracing can work, but also just how slow some industries were to react, and not to poop on the airline industry, because we've done a lot of that in the last few months. But I think when we realize how quickly we shut down the country, the fact that there really wasn't any screening in place, at least for the initial first two, three weeks of airline travel, pretty problematic. And it makes you wonder just how much of this was spread, even on those half-empty flights across countries and states, back and forth.
The confinement that one exists in or under in a single-aisle plane is tremendously different. This is me, the plane nerd, talking about what used to be versus what is. There used to be, at least as far as American is concerned, they ran 8 or 9 flights a day between New York and Los Angeles in a double-aisle 767. They decided the planes are too expensive to operate, so they put them on the ground. They bought cheap single-aisle planes and put 3 classes of service and started running hourly service between New York and Los Angeles. So that fit them. Passengers reacted fairly well to their more comfortable seats, but the people, the same number of people that were riding in a double, larger jet, now crammed into a smaller space, because it was cheaper to run the planes than it was to make people comfortable or give them more space. So here we have an example of, and who was to know? I mean, I don't know if I'm, the airline needs to make money. The planes are nowhere near as comfortable as they used to be with the wide-bodied situation that they existed before. But, you know, you get into those small tin cans and the air recirculates, and no matter what they tell you they have for filters or purifiers or all that stuff, it still is a lot of people in a very small. And that's one of the reasons I was supposed to be in L.A. this morning. And I just decided, after talking to everybody involved, my family and the doctor that I was going to see out there, she said, you know, it still is the Wild West here. Los Angeles is a mess. Getting here is a mess. So I wouldn't do it now. Don't. And so I didn't. And, you know, you look around and you think, we're going to be able to travel. Look at the spots that are running on TV for people to buy new cars, or the recreational vehicle people who are advertising everywhere. Man, those things are selling like you wouldn't believe.
The time the TSA said that the checkpoints at U.S. airports on June 11th hit 500,000 people, which is the first time since it was since March, since we went under a shutdown. And CNN did a really interesting piece also this week. They said that they were trying to weigh whether or not it's safer to fly or to drive, which a lot of families, I think, are thinking about as they think about getting out of town for summer vacation. And according to this one family who, like, weighed it, they decided to use air travel, and everybody was fine because they took a lot of precautions. But I think that's a conversation a lot of people are having, whether or not, you know, if you do want to take some time off and you want to get out of the house, are you going to rent a car and maybe change the way vacation looks? I think we never used to think twice about just hopping on a plane and flying to our destination if we could afford it. But now there's that quandary. Do we stay a few nights in hotels across the country, or do we get on a plane and just make it a quick trip?
Yeah. Interesting, the European Union calling on its members to open borders to travelers starting the 1st of July, urging individual countries to open up travel between the European Union and all the other, you know, each individual country. And they want to do that because they think that the situation is better than it was, better and better, so they say. The significance of transmission through tourism and long-distance travel will probably be small. So I wonder if we can apply that thinking here to our country. What do you think, ladies?
I don't know. Are they still doing the two-week quarantine if you fly over to Europe, or they want to get rid of that now, I guess?
I think they want to get rid of it because they...
I know Greece is desperate to reopen because
tourism,
they live on tourism.
Dollars have gone into the tank. Yeah, they don't have any money. Now, it's, you know, they see the same thing everywhere. The states are going to run out of money, and services are going to be curtailed, and people are going to get upset about it. Back to what I said before, everybody needs to be an activist now and let people know, participate in what you want your government to look like. What is the way for it to spend its, well, it isn't its money, it's your money. How do you want it to be spent? Where is the focus? Because you got to cut. It's going to have to be, and some things are more serious and more necessary, but the picture going forward is not going to be as lucrative. Municipalities, states, the country is not going to be able to afford all this stuff unless we just want to spend money and not care how to pay it all back. And, you know, we've heard for years that we spend this money today and put the burden on the backs of our children and our grandchildren to pay the bill. And that's becoming more and more, unless we just have a complete collapse of the dollar or the value of any currency and start from scratch and just wipe everything out. Everybody declares bankruptcy. Everything is bankrupt. We don't have any money, and we start over again. That may be part of what some people think is a good idea. I don't know if I think it's good, but I think you got to be realistic about it. You know, the government just basically printed. They did not borrow the money. They just basically printed trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars to be used.
Of that, the dollars now is actually a great time to go over to Europe because dollar is almost the same value as a euro.
That's been a long time since that was the case.
A long time, yep.
Clip of the day on the DJV program. Should Election Day be a holiday? We come to certain conclusions in that discussion. So if you're interested in listening to little pithy things, maybe you didn't hear the discussion, the conversation, idea started with a company called Blue Apron, giving their workers the day off to go vote. And then we all started talking about Election Day being a national holiday. If you can give a day to that idiot Columbus, then you ought to be able to think positively about Election Day being a holiday. Or maybe we should put it on Columbus Day. How about that? There's just anything that makes voting a priority. Listen to the conversation at djvshow.com and listen to the whole show every day, all day, at djvshow.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right, take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Calitrin is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. A lot of other weight loss products have drugs and stimulants in them, so you have to worry about short-term effects on your health. Whereas with this product, it's not a quick fix for weight loss. It's not, you know, we're not guaranteeing you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days or anything like that. But our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate, and that's doing so without drugs and without stimulants. In fact, the number one ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein. So it's really something that you're born with, and then over time you lose it, which is why you start seeing your metabolism slow down and the weight starts to go up. So it really is more of a health supplement that just helps you lose weight over time. It is safe for diabetics. It's safe for heart patients. It's safe if you've got other health conditions going on and you want to lose the weight and you need some help and you just don't know where to start.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the public radio stations that for a long, long time have played old-time radio shows from the 30s, 40s, 50s, they are unable to find shows that don't have, quote-unquote, offensive content, so pretty much they're stopping the golden age of radio. I know that when I was running WEEI in Boston, and my friend Bob Kay, who's our general fix-it person here, he actually gave me the idea because he at the time was the program director at WCAU in Philadelphia. And they had later, I forget whether I worked for him there before or after I was at EEI, but the point is we played a lot of old-time radio. And I had a big to-do about Amos and Andy when I was there. And all that stuff, there's a whole bunch of that stuff. It's around sexist comment, racist comment, so that's pretty much all gonzo, which is kind of sad in a way. 21 after the hour.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
A lot of music stories in this hour. Every hour of the DJV program features a portion of the hour. This portion of the hour focused on music, music personalities, songs, etc. Kelly Clarkson in the news because she and her husband have separated after 7 years of marriage. She filed for divorce from Brandon Blackstock, who is 43 a week ago, citing irreconcilable differences. The ladies think that he was having the poo-poo with somebody else.
It was just really fast. I mean, they've been together. It's not like they were separated. If you follow them on Instagram, it seemed very quickly.
Right.
A quick separation.
Wed in 2013, had two children. Blackstone has two children from an earlier marriage. Through the China pandemic, the family's been quarantined together in their ranch, Montana. It's a nice place to be. Montana is just such a wonderful state, a beautiful state. And so if you got to be cooped up, I guess that's as good a place as any. In April, the husband gathered three of the four children to create a special video message for Kelly's birthday to be shared with her audience on her talk show. Back in December, Kelly showed Brandon some love by gifting him two snowmobiles for his birthday so they could spend more time together. Through their relationship.
I think he was up to something.
Yep, right. And she found out.
I feel sorry for her. I like her so much.
She's so sweet. Okay. I know. She's
very likable.
Like she's sweet.
Guy's got to be a jerk. All right, 24 and change after the hour now. The story of a man that I remember very well. This guy, I remember interviewing him not once, but a couple of times. Song that he went around the world singing. He was one of the sweetest, simplest guys. He had a song, and he made a career out of this song, traveling all around the world. Indianapolis-born Bobby Lewis. The song, Tossing and Turning. Crank that up a little, everybody. Here you go, ladies, all know this song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Came from 19, there was a recording in the fall of 1960, summer of 61. It was on top of the Hot 100, the Billboard charts. Number one for 7 weeks. Was also named Billboard's number one single in 1961, besting songs like Run Around Sue, Runaway, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, Elvis's Surrender. Last year, Rolling Stone placed Tossin' and Turnin' at number one on their list, celebrating the 20 biggest songs of the summer. 1960s was a great year, and there were a lot of hot songs, and this was it. Tossin' and Turnin' covered by artists like the Supremes, the Kingsmen, the Marvelettes. It was in the National Lampoon's Animal House. Also an American Graffiti. Despite that song's success, he only had one more top 10 single during his career, One Track Mind, but never went anywhere. He was so blessed, he said, being able to go around the world and sing this song. Imagine, your whole life built around one song. And that was the story of Bobby Lewis and Tossin' and Turnin'. 95 years old, so he had a good life, that's for sure, singing that song. Tossing and Turning. Blues Hall of Fame legend Betty LeVette released a cover of Billie Holiday's standard Strange Fruit in conjunction with ongoing protests against racism and violence toward blacks in America. Excuse me, Miss LeVette chose to share the song ahead of schedule because of what's going on. Written by Jewish poet Abel Meerpol, originally recorded by Billie Holiday in 1939. This song you're listening to, Strange Fruit, inspired by a photo of two black men lynched by a crowd of whites, seen smiling and pointing out the men's bodies to the camera. When you think about that, 80 years after that, the song, it's so distressing to think that this kind of stuff went on in our country. It really is. It sickens me. So anyway.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been 3 weeks today since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody, and more lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are talking about police reform now.
Republican Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma said on ABC's This Week that there should be a national ban on chokeholds, the restraint police used when George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis.
Absolutely, we should have that. That is one of the things that we should have engaged in a long time ago. Many departments around the country have already banned chokeholds, and I think a lot of other departments are increasing that now. Some departments just didn't train for chokeholds and told their officers they can only do what they've been trained for.
That report filed by correspondent Jesse Edwards. A U.S. Air Force pilot's unaccounted for at this hour after a fighter jet went down in the North Sea. The Pentagon says the F-15C Eagle was flying just off the coast of England on a training mission at the time. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
It's been seven straight weeks of increases for the price of gasoline across the USA. A national average now over $2.09 a gallon, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
That price at the pump is now up over 22 cents from a month ago, but some 59.5 cents lower from a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the highs and lows across the nation.
The lowest average gas prices could be found in Mississippi, where the statewide average is $1.73, followed by Louisiana at $1.74, Arkansas at $1.78, Oklahoma at $1.79, and Alabama at $1.80 per gallon. Leading the nation with the highest average prices, Hawaii at $3.13 per gallon, followed by California at $2.98 per gallon, Washington State at $2.61 per gallon, Oregon at $2.52 per gallon, and Nevada at $2.50 per gallon.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And a tattoo shop in the South is offering free cover-ups for anyone who wants to remove their tattoo that's a symbol of a gang or hate. The artists at Gallery X Art Collective in Murray, Kentucky say they want to do their part to take a stance in the Black Lives Matter movement. One artist saying that having any sort of hate tattoo is, quote, completely unacceptable. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan at the ready here, and we're into gamesmanship. The problem with a rat race is if you win, you're still a rat. Something I saw Lily Tomlin said many years ago. How you do business, why you do business, how you play the game, if you will, and maybe that's the focus of the Red Sox story, Victoria, yeah?
Well, I don't know if you heard about this over the weekend, but this story certainly caused a backlash kind of on both sides, almost an equal reaction. In Boston, the former Red Sox player Kevin Youkilis has opened up about some racist experiences that he had while he was playing at Fenway Park. He is 41. He is a former All-Star for the Red Sox. He's white. And he said there was one incident where a fan came running down, I guess, towards the field, and he said this fan was being extra harsh towards our black players. And he did an interview last week talking about this. And he said, I just got fed up, and I stood up, and I told him, shut the F up. If you don't like it, then get out of here. He said, I'll never forget that moment because I was boiling over. You could see the tension, and it wasn't the same tension that was towards a white player. And so this interview that he did kind of sparked other players to come out and talk about their experiences in Boston. And former MLB player Torrey Hunter, who's black, said that he said, quote, I've been called the N-word in Boston more than 100 times. Every single time I was there, little kids, grown-ups sitting right next to them, didn't correct them, didn't say anything. It starts from that age, from such a young age. And he said it got to the point where he was so fed up with it that he put a no-trade clause in all of his contracts to keep him out of Boston. And so once these players started talking about it, the Red Sox actually issued a statement in response to these interviews and the things coming out, and I thought it was pretty interesting. Now, this is where the fans are backlashing now against the Red Sox. So the Red Sox official statement said, "Torii Hunter's experience is real. If you doubt him because you've never heard it yourself, take it from us. It happens. Last year, there were 7 reported incidents at Fenway Park where fans used racial slurs. Those are just the ones we know about. It's not only players. It happens to the dedicated black employees who work for us on game days. Their uniforms may be different, but their voices and experiences are just as important. We're grateful to everyone who's spoken up and remain committed to using our platform to amplify the many voices who are calling out injustice." And then they went on to say, "There are well-established consequences for fans who use racial slurs and hate speech in our venue, and we know we have to do more now. So true change starts from within," they said, "and we identify how we can do better. Please know that we are listening, we hear you, and we believe you." Apparently a lot of black fans who have been from out of town, or even our Red Sox fans, they came forward saying that that's a problem that they've experienced just being fans in the stand.
Nothing
I know, Boston
new.
Is...
Boston is one of the most racist cities in our country, and we don't seem to give it, if credit is the right word. I grew up in an area where it wasn't so much of a problem. My father grew up in South Boston. It was a problem there.
Why?
There
what
gangs.
Causes it? This is a progressive
Well, I think I'm thinking of the song Teach Your Children. I'm thinking about how this stuff goes on and on and on and on. And I go back to the question which I have always asked. Why? What is there about the color of somebody's skin that makes you so uncomfortable?
Let's talk about what really is happening there. I mean, I think that, yes, that's a great conversation to have around a fire one night. But what causes it? Could it be, I mean, the only thing that pops into my head in Boston is that you have a lot of neighborhoods. Like, it seems like there's Little Italy, there's...
Oh, yeah. Oh,
my, so,
like,
and this
Boston,
is, and I know this, you know, when we talk about systemic racism, and I know it makes people crazy when I say, okay, we can make an argument for it, we can make an argument against it, but is it helpful because it seems like it becomes something that people have to carry with them?
What's
is
the argument
the same,
for it? What's the argument for racism?
No. What I'm saying is you can argue that it exists or it doesn't exist is what I'm saying. Not for
well,
and against it.
Who says
it
doesn't exist? I want to meet that person.
We've argued about it on this show. I don't know. I mean, in some places maybe it does and others it doesn't. In any case, the argument instead of making it that is does it create something that people have to carry with them? And is that helpful or does it just play into more division? And I think this is what maybe we see in Boston, is these different neighborhoods that are set up because we all want to be culturally with our own people or whatever
I've
that means.
I've heard that. When I was in college, it was this black student
union.
Could that
union. Be more harmful than...
And right. Why did you want to have... You know, everybody has talked about for years and years, that you make a very good point, Jennifer, and it's one that, you know, you flip a light switch here, and now I'm thinking back to when there was a lot... I was in college... During the 60s and 64, in fact, I was a freshman in 1964 when all this stuff was going on. And we made strides, we made attempts, made decisions in our lives, even at that age, if there was a problem to address it. I remember I was in a small little Midwestern town, a college town, and there were two colleges there, and I remember, you know, some discussion about it. But I also remember how it seemed at the time, excuse me, that everybody wanted to be considered together. Let's all be one was one of the slogans. Let's all be one. And yet there were demands. We maybe have a campus of 1,200 at the, maybe 1,200, 1,300, 1,400 people at school at the time. There may have been 100 blacks that were on the campus that came from Cleveland and Columbus and some of the bigger Indianapolis, some of the bigger Midwestern cities, Rochester, New York. I remember some of the guys who came up, no women. I couldn't tell you there were a dozen black women on the campus, many more black men than women. But they wanted a black student union, and nobody could understand in that time there was a call for unity. And yet they wanted to have, and they still do, they wanted to. And I remember having the conversation with a guy who was a very good friend of mine. I can see him now. He was a football player Remember the ex's short guy, stocky, good football player. And I said, why? Well, because we want to have our own identity among our own people. But what about all of us getting along? Well, he says, we kind of get along, don't we? I said, yeah, you and I get along fine. But he said, not everybody sees it that way, and we feel more comfortable being around our own people. And then I said, so why do you want to be included? I'm confused. I remember having that conversation with him, and he said, you know, that there's some individual blacks or many individuals, when they're alone, they're saying one thing, but when they're in a group, they say something else. And one wonders if that isn't the case, pretty much the groupthink thing that guides us or forces us into positions no matter what the issue. Is it, are we now experiencing groupthink? Is a question. We all know there's a problem. There's been a problem. There's been forever a problem. And it isn't just here. Did you see the story in Canada from the weekend and see the video of the Indian chief, or the Indian, well, not Indian, what do they call them in Canada?
Are they First Nation
here
in Canada?
I don't know. I think so, maybe. This footage shows a Chippewa Nation chief named Alan Adam being beaten by a Royal Canadian Mounted Police. The confrontation took place in Fort McHenry in Alberta. So now there are protests that are running across Canada because of things like this that are now becoming more apart. And some of the Canadians say, oh, this is America's fault. All this is spilling over from the U.S. Hello, you dummy.
I thought the Mounties were like, just, they looked pretty and they sat on horses, and I didn't think they beat people.
Well, I didn't either.
They carry clubs.
Yeah. Justin Trudeau has called for an independent investigation. The footage was released on Thursday.
Did he do that after he took his blackface off, or did he have that on when he called for it?
You're talking about Justin Trudeau?
Oh, sorry, bad joke. Because,
well, no, but you see, that's it.
It was one of
look
them.
At what, look at the stir that created. And I don't know. It's very frustrating. And now, one of the things that I do on the air, beside the DJV program, is a show called The American Family Farmer. And this last episode is a focus. You were familiar with the issue, Victoria. The story, I was talking about racism in farms, the minority farms. The fact that farmers can't get loans from the federal government. The black farmers can't sell their products because they're excluded from markets. You think this is just in education or whatever? It's everywhere. It is.
That's the systemic part of it.
Yes.
That's
right.
Why it's called that.
Yeah. So anyway, that's part of our discussion in the current podcast, recent American Family Farmer show, focusing on racism in agriculture and how prominent it is. You can check out the podcast. It's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago. And I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I want to do a little political overview here. Very little. I boxed myself in time-wise because I don't want to spend too much time on this. Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Donald Trump was interviewed. Jennifer and I and Victoria just talked about this off the air, how the interview that aired with Trump seemed to see a softer side. I paid attention to it.
I didn't see it, just for the record, so I was not participating in that. I didn't see it.
It was just an interesting kind of, okay, what do I do if I'm not here down the road?
Et cetera, I'd watch it. I think it's actually, it's just a different side.
No, it's a different side of him. It is.
And I think
Biden, about race, which was interesting too. Well, I'm looking at these people. There's new names that have shown up to be perhaps... in the second slot, Amy Klobuchar, of course, has lost her perch because of stuff that's obvious. Senator Tammy Baldwin. I don't know. Who's she? I don't know anything about her.
Tammy Baldwin.
I don't know.
I have not heard that name.
She's on the list. She's on the list now. Val Demings of Florida.
Yep. I know.
The lady from
Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin. Wow. Okay. So that would be because of where she is. That's a really important state for him. She's white.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Junior senator there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm looking at the list. There's a story in today's New York Times about who's on the list. Kamala Harris, no. Elizabeth Warren, no. And why did they even put those women on the list?
Because Kamala Harris is the front runner right now. Yeah, so as much as you don't like it, that's his top,
at this point, one of the top. Oh, man. Okay. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime.
When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The world's best dads deserve the best Father's Day gifts, and Ace is the best place to find them. We have a great collection of brands dads trust, like outdoor power equipment from Steel and Eagle, power tools from Milwaukee, grills from Big Green Egg, Traeger and Weber, and coolers from Yeti. Find them in your neighborhood Ace, or order online for curbside pickup or delivery, and make this Father's Day one dad will always remember with gifts he'll love from Ace. At participating stores, see store for details.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Three after the hour now, it's time for our weekly visit from Tom Kreitler, K-R-A-U, wait a minute, no, I looked at the E, right? K-R-A-E-U-T-L-E, this is a spelling test, spell yes. Kreitler, please. Tommy the K is the co-host with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit podcast, the Money Pit radio program. He's the major domo when it comes to answers. You got questions, he's got answers. For example, Tom, what's today?
What is today?
Yeah.
Today's Monday.
Yeah, okay, there it is. See, there's another answer from Tom. Here's Sylvie in Kansas, listener to this program, wants to know if you can paint over wallpaper. Of course you can. Then the wallpaper peels off and you can paint over it again.
Well, actually, you know, you can paint over wallpaper, but I think it makes it harder if you ever want to get rid of that wallpaper.
Doesn't it sort of bleed through, though, unless you use that stuff on it to cover it up?
It looks like you've painted over wallpaper.
That's right.
It does kind of look crappy and tacky. And the thing is, if you do that and then you go, oh, that looks bad, now you really want to get the wallpaper off, now it's even harder to get the wallpaper off because you can't get the solution to soak into the paper. So you're kind of stuck. So, yes, you can do that, but I would resist it if at all possible. You know, there are, Doug, sometimes when you see old plaster, old homes that have plaster walls and they do have what looks like a wallpaper on top of the plaster, it's usually very wide, like 2 feet or wider, and you see that, And I think it's some sort of a treatment of old plaster walls that was consistent back then. That's the only time I've ever seen it look decent. But with modern wallpaper, it always looks junky. Because the seams loosen up, too. Right. And then you get these loose seams that you can't glue back because you've got all the cruddy paint on top of it. So I think it's a mistake, Sylvia. I think you really should get rid of it. And if you're having a hard time getting rid of wallpaper, it is so worth renting a wallpaper steamer. It's an amazing tool. Not the kind of thing you want to buy because you only need it for this project, but you can rent it fairly inexpensively, and it will inject hot steam into that paper and loosen the seam between the paper and the wall underneath.
Right. Hot time, summer in the city. All right, so I want to, this is a little Doug story. I'm ripping up there are three walkways into my house.
Right.
Two of them have flagstone on them, and one of them was tar, asphalt, and about three layers thick. And it's all cracking, it looks like heck in comparison to the other. So I bought some slate, and I've set it down, and I decided I'm going to rip up the old driveway, the old walkway this weekend.
Okay.
So Sneaker and I are out there. I brought my backhoe down. He was operating it. I thought he was going to make a hole in the side of the house. So I got at it. Well, once you get a hold of underneath it, you can rip it all up.
You can lift it up, right?
Yeah. So we're making that kind of mess. But in our exploration, because some of the asphalt had been put up next to the house,
right?
When we pulled that out, I stuck my hand in there, and there's nothing left of the whatever was there. It's just powder now. So I'm wondering how the heck we're going to fix that.
So the asphalt covered some of the wood framing members of the house?
Yes.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, you got to rebuild it, man. You have to explore. You have to expose that area. So I don't know what kind of siding it is, but you have to expose that area. And then you'll have options. So you can either sister what was there, if it was like a floor joist, that would be the most important thing. So leaving the disintegrated beam in place, but putting a solid new beam next to it, so that it now becomes the beam that carries the weight.
Right.
You don't necessarily
have to jack it up a little bit to put the weight back on it, though.
Yeah,
right?
If you try to take it out, you could cause more issues because you'd have to probably sister all that stuff. You would have to build a temporary support wall, too, if you took too much of it out. And if you took the wrong piece out, the house could drop. So I think given all that, you're better off just putting new beams next to the old beams.
Yeah, I think there's nothing left of the old beams. Yeah. That's the problem.
And by the way, the number one mistake people make when they do that kind of project is not put the right base down. So make sure you put a crushed gravel base in and you tamp it really well.
Yeah.
Because that's going to make sure that the path lasts a long time, that walkway lasts a long time, doesn't get all sort of rolly and the weeds don't come through as easily and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. Tom's going to have that in his podcast this week, the Money Pit Podcast, Advice for Doug. Other things that are there, there's a lot of great information, not only on the Money Pit podcast, but the newsletter as well. You can sign up for that at moneypit.com. If you have pretty interesting info on the fire pit and the kiddie pool next to each other.
Yeah, did you see that? There's a quick story behind that. So that was a Facebook post that we put up years ago, and it just went crazy. Got over 25 million views on this photo. The idea is you take a kiddie pool and you dig a hole, drop it in there, and in the winter you take it out, it becomes a fire pit. So you switch it out season to season.
See? We got lots of great ideas. You didn't think of that. Tom Kreitler thinks of it, and then...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.